Aquaman is now Arjona's man. We've got the dish on who Jason Momoa is dating.
And 50 Cent, honey, and Ja Rule are at it again, honey. That tea is coming up as well.
And later, we're chopping it up with Rhapsody about her new album and so much more. So,
let's get this started.
All right. Everyone has been talking about the horrible video of Diddy assaulting Cassie. But CNN probably regrets asking Cam'ron to weigh in on it.
Yeah.
Now, Cam did start out by saying he's against domestic violence, but when Abby Phillip kept questioning him, he decided to plug his libido drink, Pink Horsepower, and even questioned why he was there. Check it out.
So I'm going to get some cheeks after this horsepower joint. Who the talent agent for this joint? Like, you think I'll be sitting around watching what Diddy do and all this? I didn't know this was a Diddy joint that y'all invited me to. Who booked me for this joint? Sitting around watching Diddy and all that?
Yeah, thanks. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you for having me. You enjoy.
One time for Cam, yo.
Oh, God. Later on his podcast, Cam explained himself, and we had to clean this up a bit, but he said, y'all called me on CNN for the bull crap. I'm gonna give you the bull crap. Huh. Now, some people said he acted a fool, but others called him the GOAT for this. What y'all think?
He was a fool.
Why you say he was a fool?
Because that was damn ignorant. You on national TV, honey, with a black journalist trying to get something from you, and you acting a fool talking stupid like that, honey, and then with them sunglasses on, then how about a drink? No, ma'am, that was not.
But
no.
They tried to use that same platform to have another black man crap on another black man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
If that black man was crapping on the black woman, we would not have a problem.
A little miscommunication here because, like, a network like CNN, like.
They brief you. I'm
right?
Sorry.
Somewhere there's miscommunication.
They brief you.
So that means if they briefed him, he got that act a damn fool. He went beyond the briefing. If she asked him to sit here and talk sensible and you got that act a fool, that means he did wrong.
Because I was reading in the comments that he was there initially talking about something else, and you know how sometimes they'll pivot and throw some other things your direction. Because I think he was talking about a book or something like that and some stuff about the podcast, and they try to flambe him at the end.
Well, I commend Abby Phillip. She did great at keeping a straight face.
Yes, she did.
She didn't frown up and make it look like anybody was ignorant or like, what is going on? She kept it, you know.
They gonna learn about putting him on the news.
She did good.
Also, Pink Horsepower, is that the name of his drink?
Yeah, I was
let's get
some cheeks.
Yeah, what does that mean? What's cheeks mean?
Cheeks. All right. Speaking of cheeks, you guys remember Colton Underwood after he was on The Bachelor?
Oh,
he came out of the closet, got himself a whole husband whose name is Jordan C. Brown. Well, guys, congratulations. Why is everyone laughing? Congratulations is in order because they're expecting a baby via surrogate. They showed off the ultrasound with some pics on the gram and even dropped the video on TikTok. They want two kids, and both guys gave samples to fertilize multiple eggs. So whoever's not the biological father of this one, that's who they're going to use for the next baby. What do you think? Do you guys like how they announced it?
How you do The Bachelor and you like boys?
Well, he came out after. He did The Bachelor.
He knew he liked boys.
You knew what you liked when you did The Bachelor.
Maybe he wasn't sure.
When he went on The Bachelor, it was so many girls that he reached his girl quota, and now he wanted to try other things on the menu.
I'm not sure the girl quota exists.
That's why I didn't work with the girl.
He sat there and wasted everybody's time.
We're talking about two men who are having a kid. That's the important thing here.
But we just talked about The Bachelor, how you got on The Bachelor.
We couldn't jump over The Bachelor
That's where we know that girl from, The Bachelor.
That's a unique way to announce the baby, I guess. Yeah. And, you know, you got to, like, thug it out and wait till the kid gets a certain age to tell who you really look like.
That's my favorite part is they got to take this Maury Povich and like, who's the father?
They probably know.
Well, they said that they don't know yet. They both gave samples, and they're going to wait until...
The doctor mixed the sample with the woman. The doctor know no, which who? One she
the
did.
Doctor. That's a real cocktail.
Yeah.
You know what? Y'all, we need to move on. Well, baby, it looked like Aquaman found a new fish in the sea.
Okay.
Yes, honey, that's right. Jason, how you say that name?
Momoa.
Jason Momoa. I just know his face and muscles, okay? And his new boo thing in his life. He recently shared photos from a trip to Japan. And get this, y'all. In the two of the photos, Jason can be seen very close to actress. How you say her name?
Adria.
Arjona.
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 Adria Arjona. Why do y'all give me the ones with the names?
They did these dirty. They did you dirty on
this. Adrian Arjona. And he calls the trip another amazing adventure with mi amor, which of course means my love in Spanish. They look like they like each other.
Yeah. They do. Yeah. They look so happy. Yeah.
He's the most photogenic member of the Justice League.
He sure is. So. I'm mad about Jason Momoa. Like, all women love Jason. Brad, you even love Jason Momoa.
I did. He was my boo thing, but I'm married now.
Y'all can check this out. Now he shared a bunch of photos. He was trying to be sneaky by having them together and only two of them. Mm.
She looked like Lisa Bonet.
She does not.
You don't think so?
She does not. He looks happy, though, so that makes me happy. They look happy together. Mm. You know how you can feel it when it's genuine just from a picture? A picture is worth 1,000 words.
Is it?
Yes.
Ben Affleck never looked that happy in any of his pictures.
Okay, never.
Not a one.
Never.
Well, it's one thing that we can't count on is 50 Cent and Ja Rule's feud. It's like the rap Hatfields and McCoys. So the New York Knicks lost against the Indiana Pacers this past weekend, and Fifth commented on a video of Ja posing with Larry O'Brien, you know, the trophy, and he, which is awarded to the team who wins the NBA Finals, and he wrote, "If you wonder why the Knicks could get the W, here you have it. It's a mace. Who let this fool touch the trophy?"
That's a killer fifth.
Thank you.
Okay, as a New Yorker, HK, do you agree with 50 that Ja caused the Knicks loss here?
No. I feel like in 1973, which was before my time, when the Knicks last won the championship, that night one of the players killed a gypsy.
Oh.
And since then, the Knicks have been cursed. And as my favorite team in the NBA, every year they like get my hopes up high just to let me down. Yeah. I want them to be the pallbearers at my funeral so they can let me down one more time.
Oh, wow.
Let's move on. Okay, moving on. Jennifer Garner is feeling emotional, and no, it's not over Ben Affleck and J-Lo's problems.
Of course not.
Maybe not. But it's actually over her 18-year-old daughter Violet's upcoming high school graduation. Aww. Jen posted a series of snaps on IG of her crying while attending Violet's class of 2024 pre-graduation send-off ceremony with the caption, "Tell me you have a graduate without telling me you have a graduate. Bless our hearts, heart." Laughing, crying emoji. Is it weird to post yourself crying, guys?
Yeah. Of course it's weird. You know why she crying?
Why?
Because the damn child support stopping. That's why she crying. Yes. You don't get child support after 18.
Jennifer Garner doesn't need child support.
I bet she's getting it too. Thank you.
But I don't think she needs it.
I don't think that's why she's crying, Gary.
You don't think why she's crying, but she's getting child
support.
She
don't want to see her daughter.
Like, tears of joy. Like, how many photos of her crying is she going to take?
Okay, this is excessive now.
She got both hands there. She didn't take the picture, y'all. She just posted it.
Nah, you can prop it up with that little timer on.
Not on the airplane like that.
I think tears of joy are different than, like, I'm sad tears. Like, feel bad for
She's going to miss her daughter. Her daughter's growing up, and she's proud of her, y'all. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't cry like that when Ben left hell, so, I mean.
Ben ain't her daughter.
But still, that was her husband. That's her baby daddy. So.
Well, she wouldn't have posted those. That's a different situation.
How you know that?
Her husband leaving her versus her daughter graduating high school?
Well, her daughter leaving her, too. They both left.
But she's proud of her. Just forget it. It makes no sense in trying to explain anything.
Anyway, Brad, well, up next, honey, Amy Robach says her ex-husband Andrew Schultz never gave her an engagement ring. We'll have the tea on that after the break. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
Yes, honey. Well, Miss Amy Robach, honey, and her man, TJ Holmes, are going strong, and so is the podcast they started after losing their beautiful jobs for engaging in an extramarital affair.
Wow.
But baby, honey, Miss Amy is now talking engagement rings, honey, and no, not one from TJ Child. It seems that her ex-hubby Andrew Hsu didn't even get that girl an engagement ring.
Wow, he sure didn't. And recently, when speaking about her previous marriages, Amy said, "My engagement ring from my first husband, Tim McIntosh, costs $3,000, and I didn't even really have one the second time." What's wrong with her? So what y'all think about this? Like, was this, like, the lack of engagement ring the first red flag? Don't y'all think that?
I don't know, because I figure if you've already been engaged to and married, you kind of know the procedure. So do you really need a new engagement ring?
I do.
In the words of Tamar, honey, he knew she was for the streets, honey. That's why I couldn't get a ring.
It seems like she loves with her heart, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, like, no ring. I still love you. I'm going to marry you.
Yeah.
Ooh, I know we work together, but I like you a lot. Yeah. I'm still going to cheat on my husband with you. Yeah. So, like, she don't let obstacles get in the way of love.
She down, friend.
More people should move like that.
Is there a world in which she's sliding a little TJ a hint?
She ain't getting none from TJ, baby. He don't even have a job, so she sure ain't getting nothing.
I mean, if you get, you know.
He did lost his job with her. She ain't getting nothing.
How long can they keep doing this podcast?
Depends on how many sponsors the podcast has.
Yeah, they're probably making a decent amount of money because a lot of people know who they are from their situation and are watching them.
Ashley Madison probably, like, you know, on that podcast as a sponsor heavy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear her talk about no more her mans and them.
Nothing.
No. I'm done.
I'm not interested. All right, it's time to
Shop West Grove.
First, we have the Trend Vision Pickleball Set.
Whether you're a seasoned veteran or new to the game like me, you're going to love this pickleball starter kit.
This is the best time of year to get out there and have some competitive fun with friends and family.
Ooh, honey, and it comes in a set of four, and I just cannot wait, baby, to show y'all my skills, honey. Yes, ma'am.
Lord. This set can go for as high as $48.99, but we got it for you for just $19.99.
All right, this next one is perfect for all my content creators.
The TechVilla 10-inch LED selfie ring light with adjustable tripod will be sure to help you capture all your best angles.
Oh, yes, you know, I can't wait to use this, okay?
This ring light comes with a tripod, sensitive remote shutter, 10 brightness levels, 3 color lighting modes, 360-degree adjustable dimmable, and USB power supply.
Ooh, honey, I'll be making videos with this sooner than later.
Now, this ring light usually goes for as high as $34.99, but we got it for you today for just $17.99.
Hey. All right, y'all, for details on how to get your products, just scan this code right here or go to shopwestgrove.com. Got it? Good. This code right here, but hurry up before they run out.
Okay, so I want to know, what product is everybody going with?
Pickleball.
Pickleball.
And there you have it. Well, up next, the one and only Rapsody is going to be in the studio talking new music and so much more. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey!
You already know the vibes. We love having guests slide through. So we got our girl, Grammy nominee, lyrical assassin, Rapsody in the building. Woo! Welcome to Dish Nation, Queen.
Happy to be here.
Yo, so your fourth studio album is out right now. Right. It's entitled Please Don't Cry, which if you listen to the album, there's a lot of things to cry about on this album. Why that title specifically, and what could new Rapsody fans and old ones as well expect from it?
I wanted people to know we not robots and we fail. So it was irony. It was like, please don't cry, but no, do cry. Like, get it out before you on the Twitter, like, I ain't gonna say no names.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you have features from Erykah Badu, Lil Wayne, and Baby Tate, just to name a few. How did you pull Claire Huxtable, AKA Felicia Rashad, on your album?
Man, I gotta give that one to my manager.
Okay.
I had names ready in case she said no.
What was she, what is she doing?
She's doing an intro, outro, and she has an interlude. Like,
oh, wow.
I was watching The Matrix, and she's kind of like my oracle.
Oh, that's so dope.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Amazing.
Who was your plan B if she said no?
Whoopi.
Oh, okay. All right, plan B.
I'm not saying that's easy either, but I like to shoot for the stars. Go big or go home.
That's right, honey.
So, Rapsody. Now, I'm going to take it back, honey, to your home state of North Kakalaki.
I hate that name.
You hate it?
I hate North Kakalaki.
No, I don't know why.
You from North Kakalaki? I'll be like, please don't say that.
So good, honey.
That's your whole word.
Terrible. But listen, though, and we're going to also call you by your government name. Marlana?
Marlena. I let Felicia say it wrong on the album because she's Felicia.
And some, but they do call her Felicia.
Felicia, I'm saying her name wrong.
Yeah, Felicia.
Mm-hmm. So we're gonna do this. So I mean, so is that okay? We can take it back to
you. Yeah.
All right, now
we can now.
Exactly, we can, honey.
We can now.
Now there's a video, honey, for your album with Sanaa Lathan, honey, from the track Stand Tall. Mm-hmm. And in the video, honey, she asks, honey, what are you into, boys or girls? Oh my God, were you offended?
Nah, I wasn't offended.
Me neither.
You know, I mean.
I know what you up to, Gary?
All right, so there's been a lot of beefs recently in rap music. Obviously, everybody's talking about it. What are your thoughts on the whole Drake and Kendrick scenario?
It's exciting.
Exciting?
Yeah, I love to see two MCs, like, flex their skill and go at it.
It worries me, child, because I just don't want them to go below the belt, and they've went below the belt, like, talking about families and kids, and I just wanted to keep stay between them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think Dot wanted it to stay there, too, but old boy opened the door, so he had to walk through.
Yeah, but
as long as it stays in the music,
that's what I'm saying. The Biggie and Pac, that was my era, so I'm
traumatic,
like, I don't do the beef.
I feel you.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull up to your house, girl.
See, now you is out of the music, Brad. No,
that's
gotta go
why,
beat
I, don't,
him
that's
up.
Why I don't do it. I learned my lesson. I don't do it.
I feel you. Brad said you get these hands and feet.
So, Rapsy girl, I mean, Marlana girl, honey. I saw
why you keep calling her
Marlana?
Like that?
Oh, it's Marlana?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like you have an I in there.
No, it's an L.
Tell her how to spell her name. Just call her Rapsy because
the
too...
Uber drivers, they all say, Mariana.
That's me.
So, Marlana. So, girl, I saw your Instagram post, honey, that said that your phone number was on Do Not Disturb. What do people say to you, honey, that makes you want to just check out a little?
I mean, hey, can I borrow a couple of...
Oh, that's your cousin. That's your cousin.
Okay, that's all the time. You gonna stay on Do Not Disturb.
I gotta check out.
I know that's right, honey. I ain't even got nothing. I still check out.
Okay, Gucci glasses, Gucci loafers, and Gucci belt.
Girl, I say, honey, I push, honey, Do Not Disturb too, honey. Like them.
He's at,
Well, everyone, y'all stay right here because we have more with our girl Rapsody after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Now we here with our sis Rapsody. Now real quick, Rap, we gonna play a game, right? And here the rules. We gonna give you a phrase or some names, and you gotta drop a ball with the phrase or names given.
Okay.
Are you up for the challenge?
Your alley here.
Oh, let's hook it up. So, you know, people usually like a little instrumentation. I'm gonna give you a little beatbox, and Brat is gonna give you the first name. So here we go.
Gary. And his baby daddy, Leroy.
Who's his baby daddy?
Leroy.
Okay. Okay, got you. It's Gary and Leroy, legs twisted up in the bed like a B-boy.
They don't edit that, honey. Yes, honey. We
can the last one is Dish Nation.
Okay. You a good beatboxer. Yeah. Alien, I need a Dish Nation for my communication to give this alien flow through all four of my compilations.
There it is. See, some of your favorite rappers could never, all right? Yo, Rapsody, it was so great having you grace our stages here today. And be sure you check out her highly anticipated fourth studio album, Please Don't Cry. And make sure you check out On Tour here in North America, as well as Europe, international with it. And we'll meet you right back here tomorrow for more Dish Nation. One time for Rapsody, yo!
Oh, that was fun. Thank y'all.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.